I'm with the team 6 or 7 years, and it's certainly by far the biggest I was involved in, and I've heard many more long-standing members of the team saying the same. It has been the biggest Celtic have been involved in, the most concentrated over a long period of time, you know, involving multiple agencies, the Coast Guard, ourselves, Mountain Rescue, the Civil Defence. But in saying that, my own reflection on it would be too that the groundswell of local people that came out and were called out by nobody, it came from the heart of the community. It came from a sense of compassion for the family of the lost man, that they rose up and mobilised and came out in huge numbers. Like there the guy, they had a figure of 170 yesterday on the number of locals that attended, and it would be something similar today. It was a huge effort across the board, and it is fantastic and he was found, and it's a great, great relief to all the searchers, and certainly it's bound to be a great relief to the family, and it brings closure to this very sad event for them, a very sad event, but in the end it would be a lot sadder if we weren't where we are this evening, that we had finally found Mr. Maguire and the body was recovered from the sea.
Does really point to the importance of that cooperation between the various strands of the emergency services and local community.
Absolutely, and like local guide, they were reflecting on that even at the debrief this evening at the closure of the thing that, you know, I heard a man saying, the local surgeon saying that, you know, someone along the lines of a privilege to be serving in a community like that, and for all of us who poured in there over the last 10 days, it was a privilege too to be out with those people and to see how caring they are for their neighbour and their friend and their relation. But it's a good result in the end of the day.